Chapter 1, Mishnah 10, Ein Bein Bama Gedoyle Labama Katana. There's no difference between a great altar and a small altar. What is a small altar? So originally, a Jew could, if you wanted to bring a sacrifice, you could just make an altar in your garden, and you could bring a sacrifice. But that changed, and when it changed is when the tabernacle was consecrated in the desert. At that time, you could no longer bring your own sacrifices. It had to be brought in the tabernacle. If you wanted to bring a sacrifice, it had to be brought in the tabernacle. After that, what happened was they came into Israel, and the tabernacle was erected at Gilgal. But while it was at Gilgal, the ark wasn't inside there, because the ark was taken to the wars, into battle. So while the tabernacle was at Gilgal, so again, it was once again permitted for you to bring offerings on a small thing. After that, the tabernacle was erected at Shiloh, and it was at Shiloh for 369 years. So it was there for a very long time. During that time, you were no longer permitted to bring small offerings on small altars. You had to bring, any offerings had to be brought in Shiloh. When Shiloh was destroyed by the Philistines, so the tabernacle moved to Nob, and then afterwards to Gibeon. It was there for 57 years, and during that time, again, you were permitted to bring sacrifices on small altars. And finally, it was established in Jerusalem, in the temple, and from then forevermore, there's no more such thing as a personal private altar, which is the law today. You can't just bring an animal in your garden, bring a sacrifice, a sheep in your garden. So this mission is dealing with the times when it was permitted in the Jewish people's history, when small altars were permitted. And it says, the Mishnah, Ein Bein Bama Gedoyle Labama Katana, there was no difference between the main great altar and a small private altar, Ela Pesachim. A Pesach offering could only be brought on the main altar. It couldn't be brought. You couldn't bring your Pesach offering in your garden on your small altar. Zeh Klal, says the Mishnah, this is the principle. Kol Shenidar V'Nidav Karev V'Bama. Anything which is donated freely, vowed or donated freely, can be offered on your own private altar. V'Chol She'ena Lo Nidar V'Lo Nidav Eino Karev V'Bama. But if it's something which is not vowed or donated freely, it had to be brought on the main altar wherever that was at the time. Let's say in Gilgal or Nob or Gibeon, it had to be brought on that altar. You couldn't bring it on your small private altar.